All Through God, Bible Students Courses, Course 2, Unit 1, Lesson 5, by Mark D. Vaught. Seeing that out of him and through him and back to him is all, Romans 11:36. We've already seen from Romans 11:36 that everything comes out of God. Now we focus on the next part of the verse. And through him is all. This is just as big and just as important. Nothing happens apart from him, not in heaven, not on earth, not even in the quiet places of your own heart. What does through him mean? The word through means a channel or pathway. It's like a river flowing through a valley or electricity moving through a wire. It's not random. It has a direction, a source, and a purpose. Here's a picture to help us understand. The writer of this lesson has twin sons who are firefighters. When they fight a fire, they don't just open the fire hydrant and hope the water splashes in the right direction. They connect a hose and channel the water exactly where it's needed. The hose directs it with power and purpose. In the same way, God is channeling every event, every person, and every outcome through himself. He directs it all with precision and purpose. Nothing is left to chance. God is the subjector and the placer. The Bible gives us two powerful names for God. In Hebrew, God is called El, meaning subjector. He subjects everything to his will. In Greek, the word is Theos, meaning placer. He places everything exactly where it should be. Let that sink in. God places everything, including you, and then subjects everything to the conditions he chooses for as long as he chooses. That means your life, your circumstances, your story. They're not random. They're sourced and channeled through him. What about our choices? You might ask, but don't we make choices? Yes, we do. But our decisions are influenced by internal and external factors that God controls. Here are two examples. External influence. If you're planning a picnic and a thunderstorm rolls in, you'll probably cancel. The weather changed your decision. But who sent the storm? God did. Internal influence. Imagine a child who was bitten by a dog. Years later, even as an adult, they might be terrified of dogs. To others, that fear seems irrational. But it was shaped by a real experience, one that God allowed with a purpose. In both cases, our choices are shaped by things that God has placed in our lives. Nothing is outside of his control. Everything flows through him. God never loses control. Some people imagine that God created the universe and then stepped back to let humans or angels run the show. But if that were true, we would have destroyed ourselves long ago. Think about it. If even one part of creation slipped out of his control, the whole plan could unravel. But it hasn't, and it won't. All my counsel, it shall stand, and all my desire, I will do. Isaiah 46:10 CV. God is not reacting to what's happening. He's not improvising. He is channeling everything through himself, according to his own script. Why this matters? If you've ever felt like life is spinning out of control, if you've ever wondered why things happen the way they do, if you've ever felt powerless, then here's your peace. God is channeling everything through himself for your ultimate good and for his eternal glory. That means nothing is wasted. Nothing is outside his plan. Nothing depends on your ability to figure it all out. He has written the script down to the smallest detail, and he's carrying it out moment by moment through himself, through him, and back to him. Everything is flowing through God, not by accident, but on purpose. And because it's flowing through him, we can be confident that it will also return back to him. One source, one channel, one destination, out of him, through him, back to him. And that is where we find peace.